And I'll throw this question out to both you and Brian. You know, DOJ and SEC are historically very reactionary, you know, agencies. But I know over the course of the last, you know, several years, maybe 6 to 7 years, there's been more of a focus on more risk-based investigations or trying to think more proactively about how the agencies can kind of look around the corner and try to find cases rather than wait for them to, you know, actually kind of, for lack of a better phrase, fall on their lap. And I know part of that has been through, you know, the use of data and some other tactics. So what can you say about kind of the current state of play with how either the DOJ or SEC are addressing more kind of proactive approaches to cases?
You know, from the SEC side, we are constantly trying to use the term big data. We have, I think a few years ago, got a big chunk of money appropriated to us from Congress to devote to IT. We bought a bunch of big computers. We allocated staff, hired some smart people who knew how to crunch numbers. And, you know, the market abuse unit, which is a specialized enforcement unit within the division, spends a lot of time looking at trading data, you know, collecting information from the big broker dealers and trying to find anomalies. And we've identified issues and brought cases based on the information that they're doing. We also have a bunch of computer systems and a division called Circa within the division or within the commission that helps the analysis of financial statements and other reports filed on EDGAR to determine whether there are any outliers that need to be pursued. So the fact that people are sending us information that we can review and try to find what the deviations are based on prior filings, how it compares to other people within their industry, and where those numbers are trending is something that we look at and has been a useful source of case generation. Within that, I think the specialized units that we created, that's 9 years ago, have been a pretty good source of leads for us. I used to work in the Complex Financial Instruments Unit, and part of the directive of that was, it was created in response to and reaction to the financial crisis, but with the directive to try to get to understand new products, make friends in the industry, find out what's going on, and to, for lack of a better term, look around the corner. My time in there, I thought that the unit was very successful in both dealing with the detritus from the financial crisis, but also learning about what these firms did, new products that they were sending out to investors, and stopping things before they became a big problem. And, the commission doesn't always let the public know some of the things that it's handled without enforcement action. And, for example, cases that I worked on or investigations, we would meet with a big broker-dealer that was issuing a new structured product that we felt wasn't being disclosed properly, that had outsized risk based on who they were marketing to, and got them to either pull it back, change disclosures, or take other steps to make it more appropriate, ultimately helping investors, but not something that the public finds out about. And I think that's where the commission has done a better job, and maybe we could do a better job about letting the public know what we're doing in that space.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Brian?
Yeah. So, in securities and financial fraud, we, unlike the regulators, we don't have one market we look at. So we do have a very broad the section of the market that we look at. So we're looking at kind of everything. So a good percentage of our cases are going to necessarily be reactive. So we're going to see something, at least part of what we do is read the newspaper. So if it looks bad, smells bad, it might be bad. So we may open on those cases. So that's always going to be a good percentage of our portfolio. That being said, in the last few years, we have made a big push to utilize data and use it in a proactive way. And I think one really good example of that is what we've done with spoofing, so the market manipulation. And so these are some of the cases that we've been working on closely in parallel with the CFTC and their use of their trading data. So they have data and we've accessed it. And with that access, we're able to see trading trends and anomalies. And with those anomalies, so we're running the data, we see an anomaly, and then we're able to open and start an investigation. And in the last 12 months, that's been incredibly successful. We've had a number of prosecutions that have moved forward. We've got a number of individuals that are currently waiting trial. And we've resolved recently with Merrill Lynch. So, and that was purely based on, you know, we saw data, we conducted investigations, we end up, you know, kind of moving forward with prosecutions. So it's what our healthcare unit does. They're incredibly successful with it. It was a game changer for them. And so we're hoping we can continue to use data, move into other markets and other areas, and, you know, kind of proactively go out and find the crimes that we currently are not seeing. So that's the trend. We're hoping to kind of push it out of just spoofing. But for now, it's worked really well there.
Got it. So Ben, in terms of activity that's been going on in the courts or any kind of recent decisions that may have impacted financial fraud or just how the SEC or DOJ engage in their process, what can you give us there?
Yeah, I think to me there are two cases that have come down in the last 6 months or so that are interesting. You know, if you're kind of in this world and you want to keep abreast of developments.